Laurie, you have some exciting news about the Arm Priming NAB Braeside Archives. A whole new search interface, a new website. Tell us about it.
Well, we received a grant from Library and Archives Canada. I'd like to acknowledge that and say that we received $63,000 to improve our website, which was an amazing accomplishment for small archives. And so we have improved the website tremendously, especially in the area of our search component. Mm-hmm. So people can go onto our website, they can just Google Arm Prior Archive, and once you're there, look across the toolbar and you'll see search. That's where you want to go in, and you can enter any keyword you want, or you can do an advanced search if you're comfortable with that.
So if a keyword, so it might not be that robust, but your interface will find.
Exactly. So if you were to enter Heather Lang, guess what? Your collection will show a description of your collection. And if we happen to have a scanned photograph that accompanied that description, that would also show. So people will see immediately the value of doing their own searching and then possibly calling us or coming into the archives and paying us a visit to view the whole file or to get more information to help with their research.
What does this mean for the user? Besides it being easy, you're reducing frustration, but you're also, I imagine, increasing accessibility. You're also promoting your archives. You're promoting what's here. What am I missing?
I think the key is that people before had to go onto our website and do a search to find the material. Now, if they're searching across any platform, for instance, Google, and they happen to put in a keyword, a term, like Gillies Lumbering Company or McLaughlin Company, something like that, our descriptions will pop up. So there will be a link into the description. It's called a permalink. So it means they don't have to specifically search on our website first. They can, as a researcher, go to our website. But if you were doing other research, our website would show in your search results.
Okay. So this is going to drive new users to the Arm Prior Archives.
Precisely.
Right.
We will now also be able to receive statistics on the usage of the new website, which we did not have before.
Okay.
So that's an improvement for us.
Do you want to talk about the whole website platform?
This is a new platform. You will see it's a nice, clean, easy to use platform. It is a template. Hopefully, if we receive more funding, ongoing funding, through Library and Archives Canada, we can improve on even more and have more virtual exhibits. There are three exhibits there now that you can look at that are very interesting. And you can get information about the archives and how we conduct our business and all kinds of things.